and one of my favorites, the bouncy house. I think there's no shoes in the bouncy house. So we're going to have lots of games for the kids, lots of fun. So keep that on your calendar for June the 2nd. Oren would like to... Oren, would you like to stand to give an announcement this morning? Oh, you have to come up front. Okay. Well, he's coming up front, a reminder that there are just a few of the crosses left from Easter, if you'd like to take those home with you. And I have a request. If you have any plastic containers that you're not using, you want to bring them into church. Our stash is getting a little low, and I'd like to take home leftovers from the birthday potluck. So we need lots of plastic containers. If you've got some, bring them in. Bring them into church. Okay, Oren?
All right, thank you. I just wanted to tell everyone that Julie and I, we are proud parents of two graduates. They made it through. And as a church family, too, Aaron and Allison graduated 2 weeks ago. And they're moving on to real life situations. So, and you know, it's good to have the church family here. They recognize that, and it's a good day. So I just wanted to bring that to the church. Thank you.
More announcements. The Red Cross, they're in your bulletin in the back. The Red Cross blood drive is Thursday, June the 6th at the Countryside Church. We are hosting that, which means we need cookies and help and juice and help and more help. So see Carrie Gentry, and he'll fix you right up. There's Carrie Gentry now with a clipboard. Yeah, because he calls real early in the morning sometimes. Sunday fellowship is being conducted and coordinated by Marilyn Stoliker. So if you have extra cookies and you'd like to sponsor the fellowship, just contact her. Or if you'd like to make a donation towards cookies and coffee, just see Marilyn. Thank you. Oh, Vacation Bible School is coming up. That's a little bit later in June, 24th, 25th, and 26th. I'm all excited about that because I think they're going to have a bouncy house again there this year. Church directory. It is time. We've finally got the ball rolling on the church directory. Today we will have sign-ups for the 2 days that they will be here. June 17th and 18th, which is a Monday and a Tuesday. They'll be taking photographs from 2 to 8. There's all kinds of slots available, so sign up early and get the slot that you want, the time that you want, Monday and Tuesday. We've got a table set up back there after church if you want to sign up. That'll be great. Are we doing birthdays? Birthdays? Birthday anniversaries. Well, let us prepare our hearts for worship. Let us begin by singing our praise songs. Make Us One on number 224. We'll sing it twice through. Please stand. On number 226, twice through, please.
Before we go to the call to worship, I wasn't up here, but I told Oren, we have gifts for Allison and Aaron, and so I'm going to give them to the parents, and then you can pass them on, and when Allison and Aaron get here, we will celebrate with them all over again. How's that? All right. So. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Please join me now in the call to worship. The night before he was crucified, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment. that they should love one another even as he has loved them.
In this time of worship,
may we once more commit ourselves to love one another. Come, let us worship the God of love. Please join me in hymn number 560, Help Us Accept Each Other.
To be seated and invite the children to come forward for our children's message. Come on up. How are all of you today? We got a smaller group today, don't we? Oh, come on over, girls. Get the nursery kids coming. All right. Good to see you. Everybody had a good week? Yeah? Nice weather today. Got big plans? No, we don't either. Hopefully just be outside, right? It's going to be a good day, so you might go to the beach. Although I did hear somebody talking about rain about 1 o'clock. That may not make the beach plans, huh? Yeah, that's a good face for it. Well, I brought a bag, and I have some goodies in here. Do you want to see them? Yeah? All right. What do I have? A bunny. You like bunnies? Do anybody do bunnies for 4-H? You like baby bunny? You do horses for 4-H? I didn't bring a horse in. Maybe this year or next year? A reptile? A rabbit. I thought you said, whew. I started to sweat there for a minute. Yes. You have a cat? I got two cats. Oh, but I don't have a cat in here. What do I have?
A chicken.
You know, yesterday I saw a bigger chicken and I asked my husband, I'd really like to have this for children's message. But then I found a chicken at home. Chick, chick, chick. I love chickens. Chick, chick, chick. You have chickens? We used to too until we moved. Oh, well. Again, we'll have some other time. All right, what else do I have in here?
A moose.
It's a moose because I traveled to Maine with a girlfriend several years ago, long time ago, long before Mr. Jim. And they kept saying, moose, crossing, just like you have our deer crossing signs on the road, and I kept waiting to see a moose. Wanted to see a moose. Do you think I saw a moose?
Yeah.
No, this is about as close as I can get to a moose. All right, got a moose. All right. What is this?
Bear.
A tiny bear. I don't want to see a real bear. Do you? No. He goes hunting. Some of them hunt for him up north. Twelve dogs? I didn't put a dog in here either. You got old bear furs on. All right. Now, let's see if you know my last one.
Armadillo.
Armadillo are famous in Texas, and so I got this in Texas when I went out to see our family out in Texas, an armadillo. So why in the world would I bring stuffed animals to church?
To remind us of something?
Absolutely, to remind us. What do you think I could remind us of about stuffed animals? What do you think?
The rabbit could remind us of
Easter.
Of Thanksgiving.
Gosh, you guys are really good. You came up with answers I didn't even think about. You know what? Any other reason? I'm going to tuck them back in here. What?
I got one for the moose.
Oh, you got one for the moose. Okay. A moose reminds you of a donkey that carried Mary with Jesus. They're related. I love it. They walk on four legs. Okay.
They both have ears. Everything has ears.
I don't know. Do snakes have ears? A worm doesn't? Okay. Well, we can get off track really easy here. So I brought these stuffed animals in because I want to talk a little bit about love. Do you think God loves our animals? I love animals, too. Yesterday, we were in the tractor supply, and I looked at the chickies, and we raised Isa Browns. I could have really brought an Isa Brown chicken home, but I didn't. They're really bitties.
Yeah, I had two of them, and they were feisty.
That's the name of my cat. Okay, so we're going to go back to Jesus loving animals. God and Jesus created the whole world, didn't they? They created us, and they created the animals, and they created the trees and the grass and the beautiful flowers that are out, right? Right? Do you think God created all that? And so he loves each one of the creatures, including you. And do you know what Jesus says in our text today? What do you think Jesus says? Got any ideas what I'm going to preach about?
Love.
You got it, girl. Do you have another answer? What Jesus may have said? Audrey, do you have any other ideas? That's okay. You forgot. That's okay. Jesus said, I have a new commandment for you, to love one another. Let's say that together. Love one another. Can we do that? Can we do that this week? All right. So we're going to pray together. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, help me to love everyone. Amen. All right, I have bulletins, so you guys, you pass out over there and pass here. And all right, there you go. Okay, the choir is going to sing, but I got to put my animals down and take a drink. Let the kids get back in their seats. Thank you. the choir goes down, I'm going to encourage you to pull out your hymnals to page 33. We have our confirmation class that has gone through their class, and I'm going to invite them to come forward. Gage Larson, Brandon Bittner, and Nathan Bittner, you'll please come forward. If the parents want to come and join them, they're more than welcome. All right. Don't go too far there. Come back out here. Yeah. Yep. Get the parents to come up. You can come up here. They're going the other way. Yep. You just stand back here then. That'd be great. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So I present Gage Larson for baptism and confirmation, Nathan Bittner and Brandon Bittner, both for confirmation. The three of you, I ask these questions again. On behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do. To the congregation, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water, and after the flood, you set the clouds as a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord, to bless this gift of water and those who will receive it, to wash away their sin, clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. I'm going to have you come over here so I can reach a little bit better. And if you could go on your knees, because you're too tall for me. What is your full name? Gage Allen Larson, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you in all that you do and all that you say, and that he wrap his arms around you, that you may become his disciple and follow him to the end of your days. May God bless you always. And the people said, amen. May we stand. So here's for all of you. This is an exciting day. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church, meaning universal in all of the world, and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, I will. Will you, as a member of this church, Sandusky First United Methodist, faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and we add witness? And if so, I will. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And when you respond after service, make sure you add the word witness. Please respond. God Almighty, as you three have met with me and that you now stand on your own to say what you believe, and as we talked about, it is your time to be able to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. May his grace cover and bathe you all the days of your life, and may you, as disciples, also glorify him. Congratulations. Let us congratulate them. And parents, we're proud that you have raised them in the church and that they know. Thank you very much. We were going to have a picture of confirmation, the three of you guys. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and sit down. We're proud of our parents, but it's these boys that we're really proud of too. I know Gayla wants a picture, so just stand right there. All right, thank you. Again, let's thank them.
I will be reading Psalms 148, Praise for God's Universal Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all in all ocean depths. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy winds fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men, women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen. So Allison and Aaron Campbell are not able to be here, but we praise God. We praise God for the parents who were able to nurture them that they could complete college. We know that today is also graduation day, and even though we may not have any in our congregation this year, we lift them up today as they graduate, and I know that there may be some that are listening, and we give them congratulations as well. So remembering them and remembering all that's going on in the world, let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, on this day of graduation, it seems so appropriate that we also have three that confirmed that their knowledge of your love for them, that you are their Lord and Savior. And we praise your name, Lord, for all that they have done and what you will do through them and in them the rest of their life. We also praise you for Allison and Aaron for their accomplishment of graduating from college. We ask, Lord, that you bathe them with your Holy Spirit, that they may continue to seek you throughout their journey. And Lord, for all of those that graduate today, we ask, Lord, that you give them the hope of the future, that they will seek you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that you will bathe them with that hedge of protection that they may live a full and healthy life. And Lord, we come to you as we praise your name for all that you do for us. Lord, as we just read in the Psalms, praise your name, praise your name. We can't say it enough. For you have given us the beauty of the earth. You have given us breath for each one of us. And so as a church, Lord, we come before you and we praise you and we thank you. And then, Lord, we ask that when we mess up, as human beings, as all of us are, we pray, Lord, that you will forgive us of our sins, to help take away any guilt, and help us to repent each and every time that we sin, that we can draw closer to you, that we can one day walk with you in your own garden, knowing that we are face to face with you and your heavenly kingdom. And Lord, as we take this journey, we pray for our church and its leaders, the churches in the community and throughout the world, that we spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that not only he died for our sins, but that he rose again and he walked this earth to tell us and show us how that we can be disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, to make a difference. And Lord, we know that there are disasters in the world, whether it's through water and flood, whether it is in fire, whether it is shootings, in health. Lord, we give you our lives and we ask for your healing touch, your mighty power to work in and through us, that with you we may become your faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. And we thank you in all that you gave to us in our prayer to you now, our Father, who art. Let us stand as able to sing, "They'll Know We Are Christians." You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your love and your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I'm not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture. He who shared my bread and has turned against me, I am telling you now before it happens, and I'm reading the wrong verse. Thank you. I'm like, that is not where I want to go. I'm glad we can laugh at each other, right? So let's go over to 31. I was looking at 13. I just transposed those numbers. All right. How about chapter 13, 31 to 35? I'm like reading that, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm preaching. Whew. All right, let's start again. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. So if God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and he will glorify him at once." This makes more sense. "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you. Where I'm going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Lord my God, I pray that all my thoughts, all my mind will focus on you. And Lord, I pray that as I preach, you will continue to fill me with your Holy Spirit, that there is less and less of me and more of you. It is these things that I pray. Amen. You know, I read that, but that may have been a Holy Spirit mistake as well, because it talks about when Jesus was at the table and after the Passover and they had the Holy Communion, he served them by washing their feet. And so this is a continuation of that same story of him before he passes to say, "Now, disciples, I am no longer going to be with you." Can you imagine what the disciples must have been feeling that day, that evening, when they've been walking with him for 3 years, and all of a sudden he says to them, "You can't go where I'm going"? I imagine that they looked at him and questioned him and said, "Why not?" I mean, our scripture doesn't read that way, but I imagine as human beings, they fully had the right to go, "What are you talking about?" Right? "We've been with you for 3 years. We'll follow you to the moon and back. We're committed disciples. And now you're saying we can't go where you're going?" But what they did not understand is that they could not, at that particular time, go where Jesus was going. A, he was going to the cross, and he was going to die for our sins. The disciples could not do that. It had to be the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sin of the world, to take our sins away. It had to be Jesus. They couldn't do that. And then he knew that he would be buried, but that he would also rise again, and he would go to our Heavenly Father in eternal life. And he knew that it wasn't their time for them to go into heaven. They can't come. He didn't say right now, but we know as human beings now that we too cannot go to be with Jesus at this particular moment, unless it's our time. When it is our time, we will go and we will be with him because we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's what our confirmants did today, professing verbally at their own age that they believe. And that's what all of us need to do, is to say over and over and over, "Lord, you are my Lord and Savior. I trust you. I believe in you. I want to follow you." And so he gives this command: love one another. Love one another. Commentary said it like this: love one another, that's it. No argument. We are to love each other. And sometimes in the body of church, it's easy to do, but not always. In our world today, it's hard to say, I will love that person, when we may not know them, but we hear the wrong that they've done, a murderer, a rapist. It's hard to love them, isn't it? But what is our command? Love one another. You know, we have the homosexuality issue that has come before the United Methodist Church. Are we to treat them any different? No. What does Scripture say today? Love one another. When life isn't going great between a couple, what do we say the command is? Love one another. You know, when crisis comes, there's two things that we can do. We can seek God and grow closer to the one that we need to grow closer to. Or secondly, we get mad at God and we pull away. And we go farther and farther away, maybe from God, but also with our other people that are around us. That's not what God wants his disciples to do, and that's not what God wants us to do. He tells the disciples to love one another, because when you do that, everyone will know that you're my disciple. When we don't judge, when we don't have injustices in our workplace or in our homes or in our schools or in our world, are we being Christian? We have to have justice and mercy. We have to give grace. We have to love. Do we not all make mistakes in our life? I know I do. Every day, several times a day. Good. I'm glad somebody said me too. Because everybody sitting here, if you didn't say me too, or believe that you are not making any mistakes, come talk to me. Because we all make mistakes. Our graduates that are coming before us today, that are in our schools, those that have not here but graduated from college, our confirmation class, it's a new season of their life. A new time for them to spread their wings and fly a little bit from parents, from teachers or their schools. To know that they are God's children is important. To know that they are loved is important. To know that God has them in the palm of their hand is important. For each one of you that are graduating or have graduated or have been confirmed, this is a day that is a new beginning, a place where you can grow and shoot for the moon, that you can do all things, because God says through God, all things are possible. But the one thing I want to remind you is that you have to keep God in that middle of your heart. He has to be the focus. He has to be the key. It's a new commandment for a new season of life. Many of us are in new seasons of life. It may be empty nesters. It may be we're retiring. It may be our health is changing because we're getting older. I'm finding that out pretty quick. It's not much fun getting older. All of us are in new seasons. So we have to remember that new command as we change, that we don't change away from God, but we change in God, with God, for God. And that as we continue to walk our journey, we're walking not alone. But have you heard the words of the songs that we have sang this morning? Help us to accept each other. They'll know we're Christians because we walk hand in hand. We work beside each other because we love one another. This is not an option in our scripture. It doesn't say love one another if they look like you and they act like you and you have the same beliefs. It doesn't work that way, does it? You know, and sometimes I look at this scripture and it's such an easy command, love one another. It's so easy, yet it's so difficult. Because we're human beings, we like to judge someone else. Oh, I don't like what they wore today. Do you know why women pastors wear robes most of the time? Because people come in on what we wear. It's true. Hear the word of God, not what we're wearing. Thank you. Amen. I like that. Amen. I'm not wearing this in the summer. I'm already sweating, just to let you know. I'm glad we can laugh. I'm glad that we can be a body of Christ, that we can be brothers and sisters, and we can cry together, and we can laugh together, and we can make jokes when people make mistakes, like your pastor reading the wrong passage. This is good, because what you're doing is you're showing the love that God is talking about here. Your actions are actually what I was talking about in Scripture. There is no throwing of stones or tomatoes. Tomatoes aren't allowed in the sanctuary anyway, just to let you know. But your actions are exactly what a disciple would do. Give a little chuckle, give some grace, and continue to love, even through our mistakes. We all make them. Right? We all make them. The graduates that have graduated are going to make mistakes. I thought about my graduation day, and I thought, you know, people will say to us as a graduating class, you know, you may not see some of your friends. This may be that last time you see them. And as teenagers, we all go, yeah, right. Right? That's never going to happen. These are friends. I can't even remember people's names in my class. I haven't seen many of them for years. Go off of college, you got great friends. Hopefully some of those will stay friends forever. But life changes. But Jesus Christ never does. For you boys that made your vows today as confirmands, life is going to continue to change, and there's going to be good times, and there's going to be times that you may question God and go, where is he? But God is unchanging, and he's there with you. It may be you that step away. Remember to don't do that. To hold on to your faith that you committed this morning, and to hold on to you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Because that can help teach all the rest of us that may have forgotten. And let us help you walk your way, because you're still young. You're still learning. You're still growing and developing. And we want to be there for you. So how do we do that, folks? Love one another. If you don't go away with anything else in this scripture today, except maybe a laugh, you'll remember, love one another. Let's pray. Oh God, you are so faithful and so true. We pray for our graduates and our confirmants, and we pray, Lord, that you will just fill them with your Holy Spirit, and by your grace and your power, They will grow to be incredible disciples for you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us take up our morning offering. The ushers, please come forward. Heavenly Father, accept our gifts and our love. As you love us, may we love one another. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for our song, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
as you go forth this week, show your love as Jesus has showed his love to you, and go and love one another. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.